I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there. Some big news from High Performance. Damien and I have written another book. It's called How to Change Your Life. And over the last few years, as we've spoken to hundreds of Olympic athletes, billionaire founders, and leading coaches, we've noticed they have an incredible skill to change themselves. And How to Change Your Life is going to introduce to you the 5 simple steps that take you from where you are to where you want to be. It's everything we've learned from the incredible guests that we've spoken to. It's never too late to change, and this book will show you how to do it. How to Change Your Life is available to pre-order in hardback, ebook, and audiobook now.
Welcome to this latest episode of the High Performance Podcast. This is part of our handpick series where Jake and I delve into the archives and pick out one special guest that we explore in greater detail. So Jake, who have you picked for this one?
I have rewound the clock to quite a long time ago when we were joined by FBI negotiator and communication king Chris Voss. It's an episode that I still rely on to this day. In fact, I can't tell you very much, but I've been having a bit of a challenge and I've had to communicate some difficult stuff with some people. And I actually listened to the episode with Chris before going into that conversation. There's a great bit in the podcast where me and him role play.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
And we were like, okay, let's pretend you want to book me for an event. And the first thing that he said to me was, you sound like you've got something in mind. And I sat down with this person and they sort of said, look, I think we need to have a conversation. And I said, yeah. Like, I think you've got something in mind.
Brilliant.
And I just left it at that. And they just went blah, 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 and told me everything that I needed to know, which got us to a resolution. And this, you know, I would want to be really careful here and remind people this isn't about catching people out. This isn't about being a shyster or doing some like dodgy deal or cutting someone out of an opportunity to do well. This is about everyone getting to a place where everyone's happy. This is about the art of negotiation.
Was it one particular bit that you want to share with us?
Yeah, right at the start of the conversation, he explained that this is something we're all doing all the time. Should we ever listen to that?
Yeah, go on.
Anytime the words I want or I need are coming across your lips, you're in a negotiation. How many times a day? I want a cup of coffee. I need you to go to bed early. I want you to do your homework. I want to go to this restaurant. How many times a day do those words cross your lips? That's how often you're in a negotiation. People think it's a negotiation only if money's involved.
Yeah.
The commodity that's always involved in a negotiation is time. You know, how are you going to get the money? How are you going to pay somebody? Even the transfer of money requires time, requires implementation. When I was doing kidnapping negotiations, we'd bargain like crazy over the ransom amount just to wear them down. You know, I knew that the real issue was I could agree to $1 million right now. Try and get it out of me. The devil is in the details. You know, I'm like, well, you know, do you want it $5 bills? Do you want it $100 bills? Do you want it in a suitcase? Do you want it in a backpack? How are we going to deliver it to you? How do we make sure that you're sure that, I mean, like the details, the devil's in the details. The money amount to me was just entertainment. You know, I'm going to kill you over the details. That's time. And that's where business negotiations break down, because they think they have deals when they've agreed on a price. You know, a famous activist investor in the United States, Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn realized that as soon as price was settled, the other side was going to drop their guard. And when he felt like it, that's where he wiped people out over the details. The devil's in the details.
You see, I love that clip because I think, actually, we all think, well, I'm not currently negotiating anything, so I don't need to listen to Chris Voss on the High Performance Podcast, right? You negotiate with your partner every day. You negotiate with your children every day, with your work colleagues every day, sometimes even with yourself. You know, everything in life is a negotiation. And again, that's not to make it sound like cutthroat and aggressive. That's to say that, like, negotiation in the eyes of Chris Voss is about understanding people. Yeah. I mean, there was a moment where he told us that, you know, he was an FBI negotiator. Actually, let me just play this little clip and this will make sense.
So I'm negotiating. We got 27th floor of a high rise in Harlem, in New York, in the 90s. We had brought the circus to town. We got the SWAT team. We gone up 27 floors in this high rise. I mean, the circus has come to town. We've made so much noise getting up there. We figure there's no way that these guys are not long gone. Because we brought the circus. We got elephants. We got trapeze artists. I mean, we make that much noise bringing an entire SWAT team and everybody to bear on this apartment. So I think we're talking to an empty apartment. I got two baby negotiators with me. They're still in training. I'm like, cool. This is a rite of passage. Everybody talks to an empty apartment at some point in time. In point of fact, the fugitives are inside and they're heavily armed. And so I just say, look, I want you to know that I know you're scared, and I know you're worried about coming out, and I know you're worried about getting hurt when you're coming out. Here's what it's going to look like when you come out so that you don't get hurt. Because I said vision drives decision, right? I got to start putting a vision in their head of them coming out safely. So we're talking to this empty apartment. I'm thoroughly convinced it's empty for 6 hours. 6 hours of this over and over and over. And 6 hours in, a sniper on an adjacent building says, I just saw a curtain move inside. And we all go like, holy cow, they really are in there. And so then I go, look, you know, we just saw the curtains move on the inside. One of you just looked out the window. I've been telling you for 6 hours, we're not going away, and that you're going to come out safe. And about 5 minutes later, without saying a word, the door opens and a pair of hands comes out exactly as I've described.
So there he is saying, let me tell you how this is going to work, because I know you're scared to come out of the building. What he's doing there is just making them feel safe. And I think we've seen this so often on High Performance, like when Robin Van Persie delivered that amazing monologue about his son, Shaquille. The first thing he said was, me and your mum will love you no matter what. So one of the big things I took away from Chris's conversation with us was, if you can give people safety in the conversation, psychological safety, if you can put them at ease, if you can let them know that, like, you're all in this together trying to get to a common ground, you're far more likely to get there rather than them having this impression that you're battling each other, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Didn't he use that phrase when he said, emotion saves time? And it's that idea that invest a little bit of time up front talking about these emotions that we're all going through, however uncomfortable it is, because it just gives you that shorthand that later on you'll be able to rely on.
He also, you know, made the point that we're all trained wrong in negotiation. And I think that for the people listening to this, this is an episode that will train them right. Who did he tell us was the best negotiator?
It was Oprah Winfrey, wasn't it?
It was Oprah Winfrey.
It was, yeah, that's right.
Here's what he said.
You know, there's very little, there's very few good examples of actually really good negotiation. And really good negotiation, you know, it's never marketed as great negotiation. Like, I think Oprah Winfrey's might be the best negotiator on earth.
Explain.
Nobody thinks of her as a negotiator. You know, nobody does. And so I've, since I started talking about Oprah, I've run across a couple of people sort of behind the scenes in her world. So Oprah has taken some highly volatile people to the woodshed over their misbehavior. And nobody knows about it because of the way she handles it. She's got a tremendous demeanor. She's soft-spoken. She's low-key. You know, what we refer to as the late-night FM DJ voice. I mean, that's Oprah's default voice. And so I've had some very explicit conversations where basically she said, it's my way or the highway, to high-profile celebrities that are not used to being spoken to like this, to start with. How about a visible conversation? Her interview with Lance Armstrong. By the way, I met Lance Armstrong on an airplane. I consider him a friend. I like the guy a lot. She said, look, I'm going to put you on camera. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, bluntly asking you if you cheated. And you're going to answer yes or no. He knew that going in, and he still went on camera. That's a negotiation. If you think about where she started and where she is, I mean, by anybody's standards, forget about where she started as a black female from, I think, Chicago. You know, no advantages, no privilege. She wasn't born with any privileges. Take that away and think about her net worth compared to the other billionaires on earth. She didn't start as a child of a real estate developer in New York who was given $1 million as spending money to get started. Look where she started. And a lot of people say, yeah, well, of course you're not going to argue with Oprah because it's Oprah. No, these high profile celebrities, they don't care who they're arguing with if they get bent out of shape. They're happy to go on Twitter and Instagram and all sorts of social media and throw shade at one another. And you don't see it happening with her. To me, that's great collaboration, focus on long-term relationships. And it's a definition of building prosperity for you and everybody you're involved with.
I'd forgotten that example that he told us about. So what was it that jumped out for you? Because you've worked in television. So when he's talking about Oprah.
Yeah, it was just that I never considered myself a negotiator when I worked in TV. And equally on this podcast, I don't consider us negotiators. But actually, you know, what we're negotiating with our guests on this podcast, we're saying to them, look, we're going to give you a safe space. We're going to give you an audience of millions. And you're going to come on here and reveal stuff and talk about things that maybe you're not that comfortable with or that you wouldn't normally tell someone. So we have to create the space to do that. And I think the final clip I wanted to play was this one, which I think really sums up why we get negotiation wrong so much. Have a listen.
I was a hostage negotiator. I taught negotiations in business school. And I would go to, you know, business events or any sort of professional gathering. And they say, hey, it's Chris Foss. He was a hostage negotiator. He teaches business negotiation at Georgetown. And every time somebody would speak up and go like, you know what, let me tell you about this deal I negotiated. You know, I had them over a barrel. You know, they had nowhere to go. I had all the leverage. Now, if you're in a gathering, the only person that speaks up is the person that hammered somebody. You see over and over, wow, I guess if I want to have a deal that I brag about, you know, show off to the boys, you know, prove to my brother-in-law how smart I am, I got to go out and I got to beat somebody down. And then I'm going to brag about it for the rest of the time. So I'm afraid our examples in real life and in movies and TV are always of somebody smashing somebody else. Those are the models that are held up to us.
So let's go back to the role play then. You've already said to me, it seems like I have a plan. What's the next right thing that you would normally do with someone?
Well, first of all, I'm going to listen to your game plan. So if I get an idea of whether or not, have you ever done this before? Or do you have any sort of a sense for the environment? Like what are the challenges? I'm probably going to say, you know, how'd this go when you tried it in the past? What happened? What sort of obstacles did you run into? I'm really more interested in whether or not you have any idea of what you're getting into and how collaborative you're going to be. Because even if you cut me a great deal financially, if you're, if dealing with you is painful, if it sucks the life out of me, if we're just not a good match, it's going to be blood money and I'm not going to want it.
So that's perfect for me. You know, people who are still thinking about the one time that they did really well out of a deal, right? But how much have you cost yourself and other people in the intervening years? Oh, I turned that person. I saw it a lot when I worked in Formula One. You know, people used to use this phrase, oh, I robbed him. Oh, I robbed him. In other words, like I did a really hard deal against that person. Yeah, but how much has trying to recreate that hard deal cost you since then? So my message really today is listen to the Chris Voss episode. Realize that we're all negotiating all the time and that negotiation is about finding what binds us together rather than what separates us.
I love that. My final question for you though, Jake, on this is, what voice do you use? Do you remember when Chris spoke about the different voices and the late night DJ was the one that he said yes. that just slows the tempo
late
down of the conversation?
DJ voice. Yeah. I probably need to use that one a little bit more often. So if people hear me on the High Performance Podcast next time going, and let's just explore that. Actually, you do it well, you know. You do the, you disarm people by going, can we just explore that a little bit further if you don't mind? And that's your version of the late night
DJ voice.
So there you go. Check out Chris Voss on the High Performance Podcast. It was a cracker, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. And I've loved going back over it. Like you say, it's a good 2 years ago now since we sat down with him on Zoom. So I love these episodes of just going back through the archives and picking out ones like that that taught us so much and just reminding us of the basic common sense.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, mate.
And of course, thanks to you for listening to the High Performance Podcast.
That's a brilliant late night DJ voice.
See you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.